prophetic moment, even now, to sing worship, what we're all called, and when it's not furnished yet, it's not the furnishing that will make us beautiful. It's the songs of praise that will make this place beautiful. Amen. So I prophesy over this church that this is to be a place of worship. That this is to be known in this region as a place where people are going wild for God. Where Jesus is believed to be alive and moving and changing lives and saving people from death.
That's right.
So I prophesy over you, Emmanuel Church and Emmanuel Center, this will be a place of presence. This will be a place of praise. And I want to encourage everyone here that when you walk into this building, that you enter his gates with thanksgiving. And I pray that, and I prophesy as well, this be a place where governmental figures will feel at home, where people will be honored for both their position and their inherent value in God. That something in here will honor the civil works in this city. In the name of Jesus, I pray that politicians will come in, people of influence will come in, city planners will come in, public services will come in to use this building, and it will be a gift to the city. This is going to be a gift for the city in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for the incredible grace that you've given to this church in giving this building. And I pray we fill this place with your presence. I pray that when people come in here, they will encounter the living God. Just like 1 Corinthians say, they will fall on their knees and confess Jesus is really here. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, what happens in the natural, God's also obviously doing in the supernatural. And I felt like him speak to me for you guys about two things. I couldn't get away from this building. And the two things were, one, what he was enlarging. And two, that he was doing new things. And so then I was asking God, God, what are you enlarging for Emmanuel? And I felt like he was enlarging God with you. You are Emmanuel. But there's going to be a fresh sense of his presence with you, of him in your midst, of incarnational, heartfelt connection with him. Obviously, I felt him talk about numbers for you guys, that your numbers were going to increase. And I felt that was going to be enlarged. And also a passion for the supernatural, that that was going to increase. And that the sense of his presence would grow. And I felt God really speaking to you about joy in his presence. It says in Acts 2 that there was joy in his presence. And then I was asking Father, okay, Father, what's new? What's new that you want to do for Emmanuel? And I felt him say a few things. Number one, I felt him say fresh revelation of who we are. That we're loved by the Father. That we're royalty. But on the basis of that, where we're seated, that we're seated in the heavenly realms. And then flowing from that, I felt for you guys that there was going to be fresh revelation of authority. That you have access to the Father by the Spirit. And that you're called not to disciple individuals, but to disciple nations. That's the command that Jesus gives us. And I felt like him saying, okay, what does that mean? I feel like him saying that he's giving you a mandate as Emmanuel to disciple your city and disciple your region. And it says in Isaiah 9, of the increase of his government there can be no end. And I just feel for you guys right now, it's not about, it's a bit like Sunderland Football Club going Premier League, Championship, League One, up, down, all the time. That's not what God's heart is. God's heart for you guys is that the increase of his government there should be no end. And do you know where it starts? It starts, as Marco said, it starts with a heart of worship, of coming to him as Father. So Father, right now, I just want to pray, would you give us a fresh heart for worship, a fresh expectation of your presence, a fresh belief in your ability to do the supernatural, a fresh revelation of your heart to disciple Durham and the Northeast. We pray, would your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
One more thing. God, we release unity and joy in this place, God. We thank you for your provision for this building, this incredible place. And just pray for like multiplication of disciples, but a time of celebration as people draw in unity and people connect with each other. Just pray, God, that you would take us all deeper with each other. I pray for an increase in terms of going into you and your promises and your freedom, God. And yeah, we just pray for that celebration. We pray that joy would break out in here. I pray that as people walk in, they'll be like, wow, God is powerfully in this place. There's a hallmark of his presence.
Yes.
As we go about our lives as well, wherever we are, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's in politics or wherever, but like that there is favor there and God opening doors for you to be God in that community, you know, to bring his love. And we just declare that over all of you. And that God has called each one of you to bring his presence and his peace to others around you. So we pray that for all of you in his name.
How great is our God, sing with me how.